Worship Radio 247.
David's Daily Devotional.
It's time to look at our daily devotional, and today we have, well, we've finished Psalm 23, so we're looking at a new psalm. We're looking at Psalm 103. Let's just have a good look at that. It's a fairly long psalm, and I was going to read the entire thing, but I thought, no, I'm going to go through this verse by verse by verse by verse. Psalm 103 starts off by saying this, and we see right at the top that it's a psalm of David. It's a song of David. And he says this, "Let all that I am praise the Lord with my whole heart. I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. I have no idea, beloved, why anyone would wish to listen to a radio station such as this, Worship Radio 247, without doing exactly what is on the tin. In other words, we are here to worship God in spirit and in truth. And I get the privilege every single day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, between 12 o'clock here in the UK and 3 in the afternoon, to present a worship program to you that is then repeated around the clock. And believe you me, quite often, in my quiet time, I will turn on the radio and listen to the repeat. Not so I can hear my own dulcet tones, but so that I can worship God. And I love it. I absolutely love it. I was saying at a meeting a few weeks ago that you don't only have to worship God. In actual fact, I'll tell you where it was. I was at the CRE, I was at the Christian Resources Exhibition in Manchester. And I was speaking on the main stage and I was saying, and I think it was broadcast, I'm not sure, I think it was broadcast, but I was saying that you do not need to just simply listen to songs to worship and to praise the Lord God Almighty. What you need to do is just have this situation where you can actually not ask for anything. What I would often do during a quiet time is I would just adore the Lord, just to praise the Lord and nothing else, not to sort of say, look, Lord, I'm not well at the moment. I ask you in Jesus' name to heal me, because then I'm asking for something. What I want to do sometimes is just to worship and do nothing but worship and to give my adoration to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. And you don't need music to do that. Therefore, I'm telling you, you do not need Worship Radio 247 to do that. But worship music really does help, because I believe that the worship leaders and the people that you are listening to, the music that you are listening to, they are worshiping so strongly as they are delivering whatever they're doing. And consequently, it will take us into the very gates of the palace of the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. We can actually be sitting in the throne room, standing in the throne room. Imagine that Almighty God is there before us. I can remember a time that I was interviewing John Bevere. John Bevere is a well-known Christian speaker and teacher and writer, and he tours all over the world. And John was telling me a story when I was interviewing him for a television program. And he said to me this. He said he was in South America somewhere, and actually he was preaching in an aircraft hangar. There were 4,000 people there, and there was a worship band. And he happened to be there right at the very beginning of the meeting, and the worship band were playing and the worship singers were singing, and they were worshiping in spirit and in truth. And as he looked down on the audience, on the congregation there, he could see that a lot of them were talking. They were saying things, you know, I can imagine what they were saying. Have you seen that latest soap opera? Oh, it was really good last night. Did you watch the TV last night? And they're saying this in their own language. And they're just talking to each other. They're not worshipping. And John actually walked to the microphone and he stopped the worship. He stopped it there and then and he said to them, do you realise where you are? Do you realise who is in front of you right now? You are supposed to be worshipping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and he stands before you and you're talking? How dare you? How dare you? He was saying. And suddenly, John describes it like this. He said there was a sound that sounded like a Boeing 747 just about to land. And that sound came right the way through that aircraft hangar at that moment. And when John looked down at the audience, 4,000 of them, there wasn't one person standing. They were all lying face down in total fear. As that sound rushed straight through the middle of that aircraft hangar. You try and imagine that. The psalmist says this, let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my entire heart, I will praise his holy name. Father, I commend this word to you. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we continue to worship now, and we tell the Father that we love him and that we adore him. And we will worship him in spirit and in truth and give him the glory that he so richly deserves. This is Hillsong, and it's called Stay.